It's 12:07 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's the John Phillips Show. Johnny's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. So it's Randy Wang here broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios. You can always call us. The phone lines are open, 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. You can email us at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. And if you miss any part of the John Phillips Show, you can download every single podcast at KBC.com. Click on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Search for The John Phillips Show, and you can download all of it. We would appreciate the clicks. Well, over the last few days, we have covered how the Gavin Newsom cycle repeats itself over and over again. Governor Gavin Newsom.
I don't know why we're so damn sheepish.
That guy loves to make big, flashy statements. The man knows how to get attention, and he's got a platform for it because he's the governor of the largest state in the union. So let's give you a few examples here. Gavin Newsom last fall was outraged how expensive gas prices were. The prices were unbelievable. We're talking $7 a gallon at that Beverly Grove gas station. And Gavin Newsom said the oil companies are ripping you off and we're going to do something about it. We're going to open a special session of the legislature and we're going to pass a windfall profits tax on the oil companies. That made a lot of headlines. When that special session opened and closed, it ended up doing almost nothing, just having a committee on the California Public Utilities Commission or the California Energy Commission to research why gas prices were so high.
But it just didn't feel big enough.
Yeah, that one really didn't. Just a few weeks ago, Gavin Newsom declared that he was sending in the National Guard to solve the drug crisis in the Tenderloin in San Francisco. That's right. National headlines. I'm calling in the National Guard. What did that actually mean? Six CHP officers were patrolling the Tenderloin. They have made some arrests. And there is a guy on a computer who works with the National Guard who's tracking where the cartels operate.
But it just didn't feel big enough.
It really didn't. And then just earlier this week, 2 days ago, in response to Ron DeSantis shipping migrants from El Paso, Texas to Sacramento, Gavin Newsom tweeted out, kidnapping charges, question mark. And then when he was confronted with that tweet on an interview with the Today Show, he was asked, simple, point blank, does this mean you're going to arrest Ron DeSantis if he steps in California for a fundraiser? Well, no, you know, we gotta investigate it first. And so big flashy announcement, not a lot of follow through.
But it just didn't feel big enough.
That is one of my favorite Gavin Newsom drops of 2023. Might be in the running for drop of the year, but I mean, who are we kidding? Cecily's going to get all those.
Get that money!
So, I'm sure most of you have woken up today and seen the new big flashy headline from Governor Gavin Newsom. The governor of the state of California is proposing a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And the first question you probably are asking yourself, what does a governor of the state of California have anything to do with federal law? Well, apparently, if he can get 2/3 of the states to sign on to his proposal, we can call a constitutional convention, and then those states can vote and ratify a constitutional amendment without Congress. So what is the 28th Amendment that Gavin Newsom has put a big flashy video out and done national interviews for this morning? It's at the top of the news everywhere. Gavin Newsom proposing the 28th Amendment. What is the 28th Amendment? Well, it has to do with guns. Let's listen to the announcement. Let's listen to his pitch, regardless of if this will ever pass, which I'd say the chances of this actually happening the way he sees it happening are less than a fraction of 1%.
This is foundational.
But okay, let's take him at his word. This is what the people want. This is the way to do it. Here's what Gavin Newsom says we need in the United States Constitution that would help people when it comes to the gun crisis in the entire United States, not just California. Here's Gavin.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us,
do we have to have the phony background music for all these things? It's way harder for me to take you seriously when you put PSA music behind you.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They tell us we have to stand by and watch tragedy after tragedy unfold in our communities. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment, and that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have...
Notice how the music changed there? Because now he's about to do something. He's going to stand up. He's going to roll up his sleeves.
I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today, I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that.
All right, let's find out what is in the 28th Amendment that he would like 2/3 of the states in the United States to ratify and put into federal law.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines 4 additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases, and it bans civilians from buying assault rifles, those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw. This will guarantee...
There are your 4 pillars of the 28th Amendment that Gavin Newsom is pitching. Raising the age to buy any firearm from 18 to 21, longer waiting periods, not letting anyone buy whatever he calls assault rifles. And the 4th one was background checks, universal background checks. So nobody that shouldn't have a gun will be able to buy a gun. Now, I'm not a gun owner for 2 very simple reasons. I have terrible motor skills and I'm a bad shot. So I don't have a dog in this fight. But if you are a gun owner, I would love your honest reaction to Gavin Newsom's proposal here. 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Let's go through what he wants enshrined into the Constitution again that he says would not violate the Second Amendment.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines 4 additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases, and it bans civilians from buying assault rifles, those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw. This will guarantee...
That's right, we're going back to muskets. If you're a gun owner, how do you react to Gavin Newsom's proposal for a 28th Amendment? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222.
This will guarantee states as well the ability to enact common sense gun safety laws while leaving the Second Amendment intact and respecting America's gun-owning tradition. The 28th locks in the common sense constitutional protections that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support.
He says that these policies are very popular, according to a Fox News poll.
And it ensures NRA-owned politicians can never strip those protections away.
Now, of course, this was a video, and when he goes to the NRA-owned politicians, he immediately cuts to Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott of the state of Texas.
And it ensures NRA-owned politicians can never strip those protections away. This fight won't be easy, and it certainly won't be fast.
Then why are you making the big flashy announcement? I mean, even if these policies are popular, how exactly are you getting this done? I don't think you have 2/3 of the state legislatures that are going for this.
Convening a constitutional convention requires 2/3 of the states to call for this. California will be the first. But that's just the beginning. Join us. by going to campaignfordemocracy.com.
Okay, we know your big website or the money you're spending to go to Mississippi instead of governing the state of California. You know that the state of California is in crisis right now, right? Got the big homelessness thing. We got the fentanyl crisis. But yes, this is what we're worried about. Putting together a proposal for something that definitely won't happen in the next 10 years. That's Gavin Newsom for you. But okay, let's just take him at his word. Here's his proposal. If you're a gun owner, I want your reaction to what Gavin Newsom wants enshrined into the Constitution at 800-222-KABC.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines four additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases. And it bans civilians from buying assault rifles. Those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw.
That's what Gavin Newsom wants added to the Constitution through an amendment through a constitutional convention. Your response, 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Later on in the hour, we'll also play his interview with the Today Show where he also talked about this. But the lines are jammed. I got to get through some of these calls so more people can call in. Common sense conversation here. Let's go. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Let's start with Richard in Santa Monica. Ricardo in Santa Monica. You're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, John. Thanks for talking about this. I am not a fan of Governor Newsom's at all, but three of those sound pretty good. I'm even though I've shot guns my whole life since I was like 8 years old. It looks like some of these, most of these shooters are kids, but they could get them anyway. But my concern is what he's calling assault rifles, probably just AR-15s, which I'm not a fan of, and even if he grandfathered in all of my guns. But I would be open to the age thing. I definitely want universal background checks for everybody. I don't want crazy people running around with guns. I'd be open to that if he let everybody have concealed carry.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either. There's a lot of us that have them. But he definitely is an idiot, and this won't happen, just like his reparations thing. He's just trying to look good to try to run for president, which would end our country.
Yeah, definitely seems like he's going for national attention there. Thanks so much for the call, Ricardo. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Gavin Newsom is proposing a 28th Amendment as the governor of a state, not a member of Congress. He would like 2/3 of the states to ratify the following: raising the age to buy a gun from 18 to 21, universal background checks, a longer waiting period, and no buying assault rifles, whatever the definition of that is. I don't know. Because I do not own guns, I do not buy guns, I have terrible aim. But if you're a gun owner, let's hear from you. 800-222-KABC. Let's go to Denise in Laverne. You're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hi there. Yeah, I am not a fan of Gavin Newsom, never have been. But first of all, the assault rifle or assault weapons, whatever he thinks those are called, I think he's referring to an AR-15. And everybody assumes that AR stands for assault rifle, which it does not. It stands for Armalite rifle, which is the name of that weapon. We have an AR-15, and it shoots the same exact as our regular handgun. And you get one bullet. Same thing. It's not a machine gun, which I think is what people think. And as far as raising the age to 21, I don't think that's a horrible thing. But if you, my son just became a police officer, and you can start in the academy at the age of 20, which means you need a gun if you're going to be in a police academy, because you can be a sworn officer at 21 years old.
Yeah, so there's got to be some wiggle room for something like that. We do not want an unarmed police officer out there.
Exactly. And the bottom line is the only person that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And the more restrictions you put on the good people, the more bad people are going to have guns, and the good ones aren't going to be able to protect themselves. We've had guns in my house, and we have a lot of them. We've had them for many years. My husband just got his concealed carry, and we have never shot anybody. All of our friends who have guns have never gone out and done a mass shooting. So, unfortunately, we can try and say that it's the gun's problem, but there's an old saying that it's not the gun, it's the nut on the grip. And that's just like anybody who's a drunk driver or some moron that hijacks a plane and flies it into a tower. We can only do so much. But definitely restricting the good people is not the way to handle this.
Well, and I would argue that if you want to be taken seriously with this, Gavin Newsom, we should be doing a better job in this state of going after the people we know have illegal guns on the streets.
Exactly. Thank you, Randy, so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Boy, people want to talk about this one. Gavin Newsom, in an attention-grabbing move, wants to propose a 28th Amendment to add a whole bunch of new gun restrictions, raising the age you can buy a gun, longer waiting period, universal background checks, and banning a sale of assault rifles to civilians. Your reaction to Gavin Newsom's proposal? 800-222-KABC. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan Beach. You're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
A lot of facts are going to come at you right now. Brookings Institute study that came out in, I think, 2013 showed the vast number of deaths are from handguns. And I'm talking homicides. When it comes to homicides, it's handguns. Most gun deaths end up as suicide. It's not assault weapon. Using the assault weapon ban is nothing but a bird whistle for the crowd that thinks that that's the biggest problem. Number two on this is what he doesn't want to talk about are 50% of gun deaths are committed by 6% of the population, and that would be African-American male youth shooting other African-male youth. There's a number of different things that you can do to trim this back, but I would like the audience to consider this. There's probably 350 million guns in America.
Oh, I think we're at 400 million now.
400 million guns in America, of which 99.999% of them are under lock and key or in a locker doing nothing. And so they know who the perpetrators of violence are against each other. Those are the people that where we need more policing. Remember this stat, and this is the one that's sad to me. 73% of white people who die by guns or suicide, 85% of African Americans who die by guns are homicides. That's a sad fact, and I feel for that part of the population that they're the first ones to say, stop defunding the police, and 60% of them actually in a survey said we need more policing.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. I mean, the victims of violent crime are the last people that say we do not want more police. They're the people that are in fear of the gangs, and they would like someone to do something about it. And if we took a little of that more seriously, then maybe we take you up on some of these offers. But hey, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not a gun owner because I have laughable motor skills. The fact that I can even operate a microphone is a joke. But Gavin Newsom is proposing this constitutional amendment. I mean, let's not even worry about the fact that there's no way this is happening. But here's his proposal again. This is from Gavin Newsom. It's a Twitter video now that has 3.5 million views and apparently got banned on TikTok.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines 4 additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases. And it bans civilians from buying assault rifles. Those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw.
That's what Gavin Newsom is proposing to be added to the Constitution. Let's get your reaction. We got a full bank of calls, so let me get to as many as we can so more of you can call in. We got a lot of reaction here. Let's start with Anthony in Encino. Anthony, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hi, Randy. This dude is nothing more than a goofball hungry for power. I noticed him in 08 to be a dangerous enemy of the state, enemy of the United States. I'm a gun owner, and this is a ploy to start the ball rolling on taking our guns away completely. I don't believe a bit of it.
I don't know how he's going to take the guns away when there's 400 million of them, though.
No, I'm saying to ultimately send us toward not having guns at all, but yet keeping the guns in the hands of a criminal.
Thank you so much for the call, Anthony. I appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. That leaves the line open. Let's go to Tony in Corona. Tony, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Good afternoon, Randy. I have a few points, so let me try to get through them, and then whatever your comments, I'll get off the line. But first of all, the most disgusting part of it is he's attacking the Second Amendment. If anyone doesn't see that, you're really missing the point. That's exactly what he's trying to do. There's no way 33 states are going to support this. Absolutely not. An 18-year-old can enlist. So what are we going to do? Put them out there with water guns until they turn 21? Third point is a 45 caliber pistol is what has usually been issued to an officer carry as a sidearm. And he's trying to mention that that is a gun of war, just like a 357 and a 38 and a 40 cal or a 9 mil. So he's all over the place on it. He's shown how bad of a governor he is for California and how much debt he's put us into. And he's too ignorant to mention the 22 caliber weapon, which is a rim fire, a very small bullet, is choice of criminals because it's the easiest to kill someone with. And what about the illegals coming over? Because they're over 21, they should get it. And this would be the start of the end for all of us to be able to legally own guns, which I do. And lastly, legally purchased firearms account for approximately 4% of crimes committed with firearms, including mass shootings.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a big number. Thanks so much for the call, Tony. I appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Lots of reaction here to Gavin Newsom proposing a 28th Amendment that would increase the age you could buy a gun, longer background checks, universal background checks, longer waiting period, and banning assault rifles to any civilian. Your reaction to Gavin Newsom's proposal. Let's go to Bobby in Whittier. Bobby, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
What's going on, Randy? Okay, well, it's Newsom Gruesome trying to do his best to destroy our country. I mean, 18-year-olds can go to war and use a gun. If there's any protest that we can do against Gavin Newsom and you guys control it, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to fight because we need to save California.
That's what we're trying to do every single day here. Thanks so much for the call, Bobby. Appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Good afternoon, Randy. As everybody else has mentioned, we can draft 18 and 19-year-olds and send them to war. And guns have always been a states' rights issue. His amendment to ban certain kind of guns is going to go directly up against the last Supreme Court decision in Bruin, where they said that basically when the Revolutionary War broke out, everybody had the same kind of gun. Well, that's not the way it is anymore. You've got the Army with M16s, which are fully automatic, and the closest thing to that is an AR-15, which is not fully automatic. And it's in Arizona, where I now live. I said goodbye to California 3 years ago, and this is one of the reasons. You can get a federal if you want to get a CCW, you have to go through a full federal FBI background check. And after that, you don't have to go through a background check ever again. You want to buy a gun in Arizona, you present your address, you present your CCW, and you fill out the 4473 form, and you walk out the door in 10 minutes. And, I mean, how would he deal with the Hunter Biden thing, with that whole buying a gun while you're a drug addict? And what I haven't heard anybody mention is another line on that 4473, you cannot purchase a gun if you have been dishonorably discharged from the military. That's another one of the questions that's on that form that he had to lie about.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that one. Thank you so much for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. It's like global entry, but for guns. CCW. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. We're getting lots of calls, lots of reaction to Gavin Newsom's proposed constitutional amendment. And yes, this is just an attention getter. This is never going to go anywhere. You're not going to get 2/3 of the states to enforce this. But hey, Gavin Newsom wants to have the conversation. You're his constituents. Let's have the conversation. By the way, you know what I love? That last caller moved to Arizona, but still listens to this radio station. Because this radio station has some of the best talk radio in the whole country. 800-222-KABC. James in Glendale. James, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hi. Yes, Randy. When I was in high school, there was a kid that everyone called Greasy Chris. There wasn't a normal Chris. There was just Greasy Chris. And I feel sort of the same way about Gavin Newsom. Now, he has a 0% success rate of doing anything to make anyone's lives better. So, you know, if I were him, I would be too ashamed to even show my face, let alone go on TV.
And, well, Gavin Newsom's got an interesting way of thinking about things. It's not did I solve any problems. It's how much money did I spend on the problem? And then that counts as success.
Right. Well, you know, he's already alienated a lot of governors by banning travel to their states and de-investing from them. So I think a 28th Amendment to ban Gavin Newsom has a higher chance of passing than this.
That's a fair idea. Thanks so much for the call, James. Ratifying the Constitution, the 28th Amendment, exiling Gavin Newsom from these United States. Lots of reaction here, trying to get to as many calls as we can. Let's go to David in Burbank. David, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually an NRA member, and I can't stand Newsom, but I do agree on the 21. They ought to actually increase it to 25. I have a 25-year-old, and 25-year-old men do stupid things. And lastly, I've been doing a lot of research on this, but the framers of the Constitution gave us the Second Amendment not to go hunting, but to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. So I think if the framers were alive today, they would allow us to have AR-15s because the government has AR-15s.
It's a check on the government from taking us over.
Exactly.
I mean, otherwise, you're going to have soldiers that want to spend the night in your house like a hotel.
Right, and we're going to be with small 9mm.
Thanks so much for the call, David. I appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. I will say, even though I'm 37 going on 38 now, I know what I was like in the ages of 18 to 25. And boy, did I make a lot of stupid decisions those days. Fully formed brain is quite a fantastic thing. Let's go to Roger in Orange County. Roger, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you? So I agree with the previous caller where we said that I don't mind the age thing because young men's brains are silly putty until the age of 25 anyways. So if you blocked up all the 15 to 25-year-old males, your crime would drop by like 80%. So I don't mind the age restriction, but there's already age restriction of 21 for the most common crimes, which are handguns. So that's already here. And while we're at it, if you're going to make the minimum age 21, why not make the minimum age of voting 21?
You got a fair point there. Thanks so much for the call, Roger. Appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Let's go to Jennifer in Palos Verdes. Jennifer, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hello there. I agree with the prior callers. I'm a 65-year-old. I'm a gun owner.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm so sorry. Your phone is just not working out for us. It's crapped out. Please call us back because I'd love to hear your point and we'd love to take it. But, you know, Boost Mobile, people. I don't know what to tell you. Let's go to Derek in the Valley. Derek, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, I was just wondering if anybody else remembers when the mayor of San Francisco bought his underage girlfriend a beer at a Giants game. And he's talking about...
I do not remember that. So just in case, I'm going to say allegedly, but please go on.
Yeah, there was a... I believe there was a story about it, but, you know, of course, nothing became of it because California. You know, we do what we do.
We have a short attention span. I'll give you that, Derek.
You know, and then he, of course, became the, you know, top law enforcement officer for the state after doing that, which is, you know, California doing California.
Well, I mean, you definitely have a point there in that if we're such a rule of law place, then Gavin Newsom needs to look at all the rules and laws that he's broken over the years. And we're not just talking about the things that he flagrantly violated during the COVID days, but I'm just going to say allegedly, there's plenty of people who like to talk about how much coke Gavin Newsom did in the 90s.
And you know, marriage vows and things like that. They don't matter.
Sleeping with your campaign manager's wife.
Somebody else called him, you know, greasy before. Well, yeah, I guess that fits.
A little greasy. I get that. Thanks so much for the call, Derek. Appreciate it. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hello there. Yes, I was a Marine at 18 years old in Vietnam. I went there 3 times. So when I came back, I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years. I was a gunnery sergeant. I'm an instructor, and I've been one for 40 years. And Gavin Newsom is just out of his freaking mind. He's just a part of the woke party of death, the Democrats who want to kill babies. They kill more babies than anybody's killed with guns through abortion, and now they even want to kill them after they're born. So, you know, why don't they worry about that and leave us alone?
Thank you so much for your opinion, Stephen. I appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. I don't know about the whole after you're born kind of thing, but sure. Let's go to Rick in South Carolina. Wow, this station's signal goes far. You're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I listen to you guys because you add humor to my life. I think it's pretty funny. Listening to this craziness coming from Newsom, 18 to 21-year-olds doesn't account for women living on their own. What are they going to do for protection? And mandating a universal background check, when I go, I'm incensed that I have to wait even 20, 30 minutes while they're checking me out. But they do, and I'm good with that. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. The laws here are so much different and so much more freedom. I can go down now, and I understand you have to submit an application even to get ammo out in California. 10-day waiting period. Is that correct?
I think that happened recently, but I think that one got challenged and it's sitting in the courts right now, if I'm correct. We passed so many gun laws, it's hard to keep track of them here in California, Rick.
Right. And that's just what's so funny is that there's just a difference between night and day. And I enjoy listening to all your programming and found you guys a couple of years ago, but I just had to call in today. I'm telling you, this is just crazy.
Well, we really appreciate it. And we hope you call in again and spread the word. We're out in South Carolina now. Thank you so much, Rick. It's the great thing because of streaming, because we're on iHeart and everything. You can listen to us anywhere live. And then you can, of course, you know, listen to the podcast at any time. Let's keep going, everybody. We're taking nothing but your phone calls for 5 more minutes. Let's go to Shane in Newport. Shane, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all know how corrupt Newsom is. What I'm wondering is, what is his ploy here? I mean, what is this really going to accomplish? Like, changing it from 18 to 21, first of all, if we take all this off the table and this actually hypothetically goes through, this bill that he's trying to get passed, like, if that goes through, all it's going to do is up the value of black market sales of guns. Like, guns are going to be accessible to people no matter what kind of laws or legislators are in place. And so I think this is a ploy. I think Newsom is just trying to get other states to back him because he's got another agenda in mind, which is working his way to the top. I mean, we all know how corrupt he is. We all know everything he's done. It's just, what is this going to accomplish? Like, what good is this going to do for us?
Well, two fantastic points, and I love what you said there. One, you know, you look at what's going on with ghost guns. There's nothing, no legislation that we could do that's going to stop what's going on with that outside of putting the people who want to go and engage with that in prison. But on the other hand, I'll tell you exactly what this accomplishes for Gavin Newsom. He gets attention. That's what he wanted. That's the whole point of this. He gets the entire country talking about him for a day and not Ron DeSantis.
Exactly, which even furthers my point, and he's just trying to build his way up and get up there, and this is how it starts, you know, with little things like this, and then he's working his way to the top, and sure enough, we find out he's running for presidency one day. God, hope not. But, yeah.
If Joe Biden at any moment falters and says, you know what, maybe I shouldn't run again at the age of 81, Gavin's stepping in, no doubt about it. Thank you so much for the call, Shane. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. I think we're setting a record for how many calls we're taking in an hour here. Rachel is killing it over there. Let's go to Chris in Whittier. Chris, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make it quick, but I just wanted to make a point. You know, if you're able, kids are able to give their life for this country at 18 years old, they should be able to buy beer, purchase firearms. And not only that, I don't think Gavin Newsom understands that. Half the people that own firearms are actually Democrats themselves. I mean, there's a lot of Democrats that own firearms. And it's not a blue thing or a red thing. It's a Constitution thing.
Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, has two guns. Well, they got stolen. She had two guns.
Correct, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think he understands that it's a part of the Constitution, and that's. I think he's just trying to make a statement to get more people to vote for him.
Well, there is that. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. Hey, Jennifer called back. Jennifer, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hello. First of all, I want to say that, yes, I'm for them upping the age to 21 and maybe even older if they do that for the military as well. I don't think you should vote till you're 21 or 25. But same thing, if you're going to do this and say 21, then you shouldn't be able to cut off your body parts and do gender-affirming surgery. That's child abuse for people under the age of 21. That's what I think. So if they're going to do that, they have to go across the board and make it illegal to cut off your kids' body parts and give them hormones, which are life-altering. And then secondly, I am a gun owner. I don't own an AR, but ARs are lighter and more easy to handle. And there's 4 points of contact, so they're good for women and people that have less, you know, strength. So I don't think a ban on that, and it's not really an assault rifle necessarily, but I agree with upping the universal background checks for longer and the age requirement, but you got to go with everything, voting and gender changing surgeries.
Thank you so much for the call, Jennifer. I appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Daniel in Orange. Daniel, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Doing great.
Excellent. I honestly believe that Newsom is in such a desperate need for people to like him that he postures and tries to come out with these outrageous statements and trying to get people on his side, trying to get his constituents and his Democratic colleagues, who obviously don't love him nearly as much as they like others, to get him on his side. And then clearly, with the raising the age limit, like they said before, the caller before me, you're going to raise it to 21, make the voting age 21. I don't want to be susceptible to 18-year-olds who can help create policy and then not be able to defend myself when those policies backfire.
Now, there's a tagline if I've ever heard one. Thank you so much for the call, Daniel. Appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Let's go to Bobby in Arizona. Bobby, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, Randy. As far as universal background checks, I believe that pretty much every high-profile school shooting that there's been was done with a rifle that went through a background check. Somebody went through a background check to purchase the rifle. And realistically, universal background check is just a buzzword to a step.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Establish a national firearms registry where the federal government would have a list of every firearm everybody has. So when the time comes that they come to take them, they know where to go.
Well, I'll tell you this. If they have a national registry and it's operated by the same people at the DMV, I think you're fine because they're a mess. But thank you so much for your call, Bobby. Appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. Let's go to Haas in San Diego. You're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
Hey, Randy, you're doing a great job today.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know you're making me feel old because I'm old enough to remember when the buzzword was cheap Saturday night specials and all the politicians wanted to get cheap Saturday night specials out of people's hands so only rich people could own a handgun.
Yeah, we're far away from those days. Thank you so much for the call, Haas. Okay, here's the deal, everyone. The phones are exploding.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Obviously, this is a hot topic, so we're just going to keep going. Everyone that's on hold, as soon as we get back from the news, we're going to take your phone calls. If you would like to comment on Gavin Newsom's proposal, 800-222-KABC. I'll play it for you one more time.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines four additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases. And it bans civilians from buying assault rifles, those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw.
We've got a lot of people that want to comment on what Gavin Newsom is putting out to the country today. So let's take nothing but your phone calls. When we come back, it's the John Phillips Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.